Good morning, this is Brandon Corrales with another episode of the Brandon Corrales Podcast. Yesterday was the premiere of my podcast, my first episode where I talked about Native American ancestry and my rant. It was a brief, about 30-minute episode. I still haven't decided exactly how I want to format these episodes. I figured the first couple I just wing it and go with the flow, which is precisely what I'm doing right now. Yesterday I recorded my first episode in my car, and this morning I'm doing the same. I'm on my way to work and I'm recording in the car. So you are live with me on my commute to my job as I rant about, or rather, as I give my take on the things that matter to me, which is my tagline of my podcast. Anyway, today's episode is going to be about Kawhi Leonard. Now, for all you NBA fans out there, you know who Kawhi Leonard is. He is the small forward for the Toronto Raptors, played at San Diego State, was drafted by the San Antonio Spurs in 2011, traded for in the 2011 NBA draft for George Hill, drafted number 15 overall, and spent about 6 years in San Antonio before requesting a trade out. Now, for basketball fans, you'll know what I'm talking about. But for the non-basketball fans out there, basically a little background. I am a diehard San Antonio Spurs fan. I've been my whole life. The Tim Duncan era is basically what I grew up on, and couple of years ago, or actually it was last year rather, when this Kawhi Leonard saga was coming about, it had been the first time for me as a fan that I had experienced any sort of drama with my organization, with my team. You know, typically the Spurs don't muster a whole lot of free agency drama or player drama. They're regarded as a high-class organization. They do things by the book, as professional as it gets. They're actually noted as one of the most successful franchises in all of sports history, being that as an organization they have 5 championships and now over 22 straight seasons with 50 plus wins, including the 2011-2012 NBA season when the NBA had a lockout and there was only, I forget how many games were played, 60 something games or something like that. And the Spurs still won 50 games. Anyways, going back to Kawhi Leonard. So, in 2011, I remember vividly when the Spurs drafted Kawhi and traded away George Hill. Now, George Hill was a player that was very highly regarded by the San Antonio Spurs. Drafted out of IUPUI, 6'3", athletic point guard, you know, lanky, played really good defense. Coach Popovich really loved him, and he was a fan favorite. So when the Spurs decided to trade George Hill away to get this guy, Kawhi Leonard, out of San Diego State, again, 6'7", small forward, with 11-inch hands, I remember remember I was taken back by it.
And I didn't really understand. I didn't follow Kawhi Leonard very much. And that's the thing about the San Antonio Spurs is, you know, they look in places where you wouldn't expect to look for talent. And so anyways,
after I learned of this trade, I did my research and I instantly knew right away that Kawhi Leonard was going to be special. I knew it. And I'm not speaking as a biased fan, a former fan. Actually, I'm still a fan of his. But I'm not speaking in bias here. My best friend, Kyle Samora, who I grew up with, can attest to this. Maybe I'll have him on the podcast one day. In 2011, after we drafted him, I raved about him. Even though I had never seen or heard of him before we drafted him, I did my research. I saw his body frame, his play, and I knew that he was, number one, exactly what the Spurs needed. They needed size and athleticism at the small forward position, but also that he would be a great player. Back in the early 2010s, the Spurs teams were constructed a little, I would say, those Spurs teams were constructed in a way that would not compete with today's NBA. In other words, those teams, those Spurs teams back in the 2010-2011 seasons, were built to play great defense. And those teams back then were really great defensively, not so great offensively. Besides having the big three and Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Tim Duncan, where the offense ran through Duncan, there wasn't a whole lot of athleticism. And that's something that the Spurs were lacking. And right around this time, the NBA started to shift. It started to become more high-powered. It started to become more 3-and-D. It sped up. The points increased. Points per game increased for each team. And I knew that the Spurs were a little outdated. So when the Spurs drafted Kawhi Leonard, I was ecstatic. So 2011, I was raving about Kawhi Leonard. And sure enough, his rookie season averaged about 8 points a game. You know, he had a pretty good rookie season. He played in the D League back then. It's known as the G League now. But he played in the D League for a little bit, but then was sort of inserted into the starting lineup rather quickly because, number one, he was really needed at that small forward position. He provided great, great length and athleticism and defense. He didn't have an offensive game his rookie season. Now, he says today, Kawhi Leonard has said that he's always been a good offensive player, which I believe him. He's probably always been naturally gifted at the offensive position in terms of scoring the ball, shooting the ball. But, you know, his rookie season, that's not what he was used for. That's not what he needed. That's not what the Spurs needed. So over time, the game of Kawhi Leonard evolved. He went from 8 points a game his rookie season to maybe 11 points his sophomore season. Jumped up to somewhere in the mid-teens in his third season. And that's the season where the Spurs won the NBA championship. And Kawhi Leonard won the NBA Finals MVP in 2014. In 2014, I'm sitting here, I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm feeling great. I'm saying to myself, man, my prediction came true. Kawhi Leonard is the truth. He is the future leader of this franchise, and I was just so happy. 2014, I was sky high. Spurs just won the chip. I knew that the big three were getting older, and it always seemed like they were old. Even when I was growing up as a teenager in middle school and high school, being a Spurs fan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, the Spurs were always looked at as old, which I didn't understand. Then you get into the 2010s, and when they win the championship in 2014, yeah, they were really old. But anyways, I knew that the big three were getting old, and by then, the Spurs had transitioned into an offensive team. Offensive juggernaut is what they call them. So, again, to my audience, if you follow basketball, if you really follow basketball and not just, you know, players like LeBron and Kobe back then, you know, you really have a good comprehension of the NBA and what the teams were like, and general knowledge, you'll know that in 2014, 2013, the San Antonio Spurs were considered an offensive juggernaut, and they were basically today's Golden State Warriors. Now, Golden State was on the rise in 2013, 2014. We had played them in, I think, the 2013 playoffs. They went all the way to the conference finals, and the Spurs beat them in the conference finals. I think it was 2013 or 2014. But anyways, the Spurs in 2013 and 2014, even 2012, I think. I'm trying to remember as a fan. I mean, in 2012, we made it to the conference finals. We lost against Golden State. But right around 2012, 2014, the Spurs were high-powered. Now, fast forward 2015, 2016. I was living in Ohio. And 2015, the Spurs, I forget how they lost. Oh, the Spurs lost to the Clippers in the first round. And, you know, obviously I was not happy about that. But 2016, they made it all the way to the conference finals. And basically, if you know basketball, you know the Zaza Pachulia story. Kawhi gets undercut and hurts his ankle right as the Spurs were up 23 points, you know, on the Warriors, and then Kawhi goes down. Now, 2017 is the year that Kawhi Leonard had gotten injured, and that's when this whole thing got started. Speculation about Kawhi's injury and the nature of it, and him being misdiagnosed and all that. Again, if you follow basketball, you know the story of the Kawhi Leonard drama. So basically, Kawhi Leonard is cleared to play by the Spurs medical staff and plays a little bit, re-injures his quad, and gets a second opinion. And that's when all things went to shit. And this is what makes me mad as a Spurs fan in particular. Because as I mentioned earlier, I'm so used to the Spurs being a high, high class organization and doing things right, doing the right thing. And I never, ever experienced, as a fan, my team mismanaging a situation so badly. And long story short, Kawhi Leonard requested a trade. And, you know, he gets traded to Toronto. Now, here's the thing. I guarantee that when the Spurs traded him to Toronto, they thought that they had gotten the better of the deal. I guarantee you. At least I would. They traded Kawhi and Danny Green for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a first round pick or a second round. I can't remember. And the Spurs were obviously forced into a corner, and they were left with very, very little options, because at this point, Kawhi had already requested a trade and made it very clear that he was leaving. He was done. And Coach Popovich even made attempts to meet with him and try to reconcile the relationship and repair it, but the damage was done. And I don't blame Kawhi one bit. If you are a professional athlete and you have an injury, a quad injury, a specific injury, like a quad injury, and you're on a contending team for a championship, and you're a star player, and you get ruled by the team doctors that you can play. You go out there, you don't feel right, maybe you re-aggravate your injury, and you go out and you get an outside opinion, and that doctor says, no, you shouldn't play. Well, now you have a conflicting diagnosis or prognosis of an injury. Than what your original diagnosis was. So, as a regular person, as you, an individual, if that were you in the situation, I'm sure you would react the same way. I would react the same way as Kawhi Leonard did. And the Spurs haggled him. They pressured him. They called him out. They cornered him. They threw him under the bus, namely Tony Parker. This is why me and Tony Parker, we're not on good terms right now. Even though I have an autographed jersey from him, and I watched him all my life, I watched him as a Spurs player. He and I are not on good terms. Number one, he is the one who threw him under the bus to the media. Then he is the one that denied his extension and wanted to leave the Spurs and go test free agency. So he left because he wanted to be Tony Parker of old. He thought he still had some juice in the tank, and he wanted to play for a team. He wanted a role where he had more minutes, because he wasn't going to get what he wanted in San Antonio, because DeJounte Murray had already been named the starter, and Patty Mills was already a solid backup, so he would have to share a lot of the point guard duties with more players than he was used to sharing. So he leaves, he goes to Charlotte for a year, and then he retires this year. He's like, if I'm not going to be the Tony Parker of old and for a championship, then I don't want to play basketball anymore. Alright, Tony, you could have just stayed in San Antonio and put your ego aside and just retired out of San Antonio instead of wanting to just relive your youth. But anyways, so Kawhi Leonard is gone. He gets traded. And just won an NBA championship with Danny Green, might I add, which I liked. I liked Danny Green a lot. So he goes to Toronto, and he does what Toronto had hoped he would do, help them win a championship. And he may leave in free agency, you know, I'm not talking about Toronto, I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard and how the Spurs look like complete and total idiots right now. And as a fan, as Spurs fans, we should all feel some sort of way about this, because especially if you're a diehard fan and you just watched Kawhi Leonard win a championship with the team he was traded to, then you should feel some type of way. I will always follow Kawhi Leonard. He's always been one of my favorite players. Spurs and I are not on, we're on shaky terms. But I'll always be a fan. But I hope they rewrite the ship here. Congrats to Kawhi Leonard. And this has been my rant.